kind of scarce with it. But she'd make some of them plain, because she didn't like for us to have a lot of chocolate anyway. But then she would make some with chocolate in them, and we'd pick over them and get the ones with the chocolate first and leave them.
I must tell you this. Catherine and Libby was so close to the same age. There's 2 years between them. And they had same friends, a lot of them were the same. And we had a great big beautiful China bear tree out in our front yard. So all of their friends come out to the house, and they got down sitting under that China bear tree. And one of the boys worked at a grocery store. So he come out when he got off, and he brought a box of bubblegum. So they all got bubblegum, and they chewed bubblegum. They chewed the sweet out of it. And then they spit the bubblegum down onto the ground. Well, Mother, the next morning, there was no way that was going to stay in that yard. So she made Catherine and Libby get out there and get that bubblegum before the sun come up, and it began to melt, you know, and get real runny and sticky. But, you know, things like that was what they'd done. They had the best time out there. Of course, they wouldn't let me come out because I was too little. I might tell on them.
Speaking of things that you would do and things like that, we had a group of boys that stayed together, and they could just think up more things to do, you know. And so I don't know why, but there's a group of them got together and made a dumb bull. That's something. Now, I can't tell you exactly how it made, but anyway, it's got a can on a waxed
string,
and you pull it, and it oh, it's the most horrible sounding thing. It just sounds like something gone wild, you know. Well, I was sitting in the den one night, and I was sitting on a little stool, and all of a sudden, somebody hooked that up under the house, and they pulled it right where I was sitting. I just fell out. I just fell on the floor. It scared me to death. I never heard one. And so I don't like dumb bulls.
Mother recognized, she knew what it was. And she, when Libby just passed out, it really upset her. And she knew what it was, and she knew who was doing it. But it was a horrible noise. And I know it was with Libby sitting where she was and that thing going off.
I never heard anything like that.
Oh, me.
You mentioned that the church sponsored some activities. What church did you all go to? What churches were in town? What kind of things did people?
We had Roswell First Baptist and the Methodist and the Presbyterian and Second Baptist. In Lebanon, yeah. That was the churches there for many a year.
And was church and then, a very important?
And then we had, I'm sorry, then we had the black church. We had Zion and Pleasant Hill.
And the churches sponsored activities and things that people could do outside of the regular services?
Yeah, well, we would have, I remember we'd have box suppers, and we'd go, everybody would have